This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
I didn't even think about it till today. I said, Lord, this really kind of fits with some of the things that have happened to our world, especially in the country of Haiti. You know, God tells us to trust Him. He shows us in the Word in many places about trusting Him, fearing Him. But sometimes, as a people, we kind of get caught or trapped in trusting in earthly things that will eventually hurt us, okay? And so that's what I want to talk about today. My title is What Not to Trust In, okay? I've been sharing with you what we should trust in, which we know is the Lord, trust His Word, but what are some things that we should not trust in today? Because false trust make our life insecure, okay? That's what I want to talk about today. False trust. Things that they're false, okay? They're not dependable. They could change from one moment to the next. And if you think about what happened in Haiti, I mean, that's exactly what took place. One moment, things were normal, if you want to call it normal. They are a poor country. They're hurting and so on. But they went from one state to a whole other position in just a moment of time, all right? And life can be that way for us sometimes. And we need to be able to know that God is our trust and that we depend on God. Now, it doesn't mean God doesn't use other things to help us. We know that today. But our first trust must be in the Lord, because everything else is not stable. How many know where I'm going with this today? Okay? So I got four things I want us to look at this morning of what we should not trust in. All right? Because these are what the Bible calls false trust. All right? False trust. They make our life insecure. And God wants our life to be secure today. How many know that? He does. But it's based on having Jesus as our Lord and Savior, following the Bible, and then living life's plan that God has for us. Okay? First thing that I think is a big one, and there's a lot of scripture about it. I'm not going to give you all the scripture because we'd be here too long. But I got a few scriptures to talk about trust in riches. Okay? And trust in riches, it doesn't mean just, you know, money today. It does mean money, but it can mean other types of riches we have. We may have a lot of nice things that we've accumulated. It could be property. It could be possessions today. I want you to think broadly when I talk about not trusting in riches, all right? Because riches can be a lot of different things today. But God warns us not to trust in those things that are riches, all right? Let's look at a few verses dealing with this, first of all, today. I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 11. In Proverbs 11, this was the first verse the Lord gave me that really kind of sparked me to go this way today, okay? In Proverbs 11, verse 28, it says, "He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch." He says, the person who trusts in his riches, you're going to fall, okay? Because your riches are not dependable today. All right, you may have them today, but tomorrow it might totally change. Okay, when we look at our society and our economy the last couple years, a lot of people had money in certain areas, and you know what? A lot of people have lost a lot of money the last couple years in some of the investments that they had with banks and so forth. Okay, so God warns us that we don't trust in riches because they could change. All right? They're not dependable all the time. But he says here, the righteous person is going to flourish as a branch. God is going to make sure, though, that you're taken care of, that you flourish. I like the Amplified Bible, how it says this verse, the first part of it. It says, he who leans on, trusts, and is confident in his riches shall fall. Let me say that again. The person who leans on, that's what he's talking about here when we're trusting, or trusts, or is confident in his riches, that person eventually could fall, the Bible tells us, okay? But the righteous person, God says, you know what? That person's going to flourish because he trusts in me. I'll make sure that person's okay, all right? That person, if that person has some problems happen, you know what? They won't fall and totally be out of the picture because they're not depending on those things. They're depending on me first, says God. So very important today that we're trusting God above anything that we may have. And riches is a big thing, okay? How many know today that the world and the devil, he tries to make people think about money and possessions and this and that and this. How many know we live in a society that it's all about things, okay? It's all about things. You know, what can we have, you know? And God wants you to have the best of everything. He does, but he don't want you to depend on them. See, there's a difference, okay? God wants your life to be fruitful. God wants you to be blessed, but he doesn't want you to depend on those things because they could change as time goes on. Very important we understand it. I got a few other scriptures I want to show you about riches because it's a very big topic in the Word of God. Psalm 52, you can turn there with me. Psalm 52, verse 7 and 8. You know, God knows we need money to live. So there's nothing wrong in having money, but how do you look at money? The Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. I'm not even going to go to that scripture, but that's a pretty, you know, important scripture to know. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Okay, but here in Psalms, we see in Psalm 52, verse 7 and 8, let's look at this. Here David is talking about some of his enemies, some of his evil enemies. And look what he says about this particular enemy in particular that he's facing. He says, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. And he strengthened himself in his wickedness. Okay? This particular person, he's saying, and it could be anybody that, you know, could be an example to us today. This person didn't make God his strength. Or he didn't trust God like he should. It said, on the reversal, he trusted in what? The abundance of his riches. Obviously, this man had a lot of riches. And he trusted in them more than he trusted in God. And he also was one who was strengthened in wickedness. Okay? So, more than likely, the riches he got, the things he got, he probably got them through wicked ways. And God is not pleased with that. We know that tonight, that whatever we have, we need to get the right way, of course. But this particular person was totally the opposite of what God wants. And he trusted in the abundance of his riches. Well, riches can be abundant at times, and then they can be, on the opposite, less, okay? Because it changes. But look at what David says. Now he's talking about himself. He says in verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. David says, I don't want to be like this person. I'm totally the opposite. I am like a green olive tree. I'm planted in the house of God. God makes me to prosper. Okay? And that should be our desire today, that we are one who are planted in the house of God, and God is going to make sure that we blossom like a green olive tree, and that, you know what, we trust in God's mercy. We need God's mercy today, every single day of our lives. That's a good example of somebody here, okay? Let me move on here. Turn with me to Mark 10. Mark chapter 10. In Mark 10, we're going to read two verses here. And I know you know this story. This is a story about the rich young ruler. Okay? We don't have time to read the whole thing today. But this rich young ruler had everything. But his all that he had possessed him and kind of took him away from God. So Jesus uses this as an example, as a parable, really, about the peril of riches or the danger of riches or the peril of wealth. Okay? How wealth can take us away from God if we're not careful. We need to make sure we don't trust on those things. Again, it's all right to have them, but don't trust in them because they'll throw you the wrong way. Verse 23 and 24. Look what he says. Jesus says some strong statements here that we need to pay attention to. It says, "And Jesus looked round about, and he saith to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" Wow, what a strong statement. Verse 24, "And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that," what? "Trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God." Okay? The key is here, again, are we trusting in those riches? All right? This rich young ruler, he trusted in them. And that was his downfall, okay? He did a lot of other good things, but he had so much that when he was blessed with, he didn't know how to handle it, okay? Let me, you know, make a statement to you today. Do you own those things that you have today, or do they own you? It's a powerful question. Let me say that again. When God gives you something, and you're blessed with it, do you own it, or does it own you? How many know where I'm going with that, okay? I mean, sometimes God bless us, we get a new car, and it's a beautiful thing to have a new car. And so I can remember, you know, my very first car, I was so excited, and I used to wash it all the time and wax it. I know you guys can relate to me. You know, it was my new first car, so it was so special. But how many know cars are not to be idolized? It's good to have a clean car. You should keep it clean. I'm not saying that's wrong, but you don't idolize your car. That car is not supposed to own you. You're supposed to own the car. Amen? So that's what I'm trying to say. And Jesus makes a point here that we're careful that we don't trust, have a false trust in riches, because it'll mess you up. All right? You're looking for a downfall down the road. You'll fall because things could change, okay? How many know cars are not forever? You got to change them from time to time, amen? So you can't get attached to a car and love it and because eventually you're going to get rid of it probably. So it's just for use, amen? It's for you to be able to travel, right? It's for you to communicate and to, you know, be able to go from one place to another. It's for our good that God gives us that, all right? But he says here, the peril of riches, the peril of wealth, money could be possessions. It could really, you're not to put your confidence in them, is what I'm trying to say here today. You shouldn't have a sense of safety in those things, because those things could change, all right? Very important here. I got one more verse talking about riches, and then we're going to move on to something else. 1 Timothy 6:17. Let's look at that. 1 Timothy 6:17. This is a charge to the rich, okay? But I think it's a charge to be for all of us if we're rich or not. You know, we can be rich in different ways here today, and you know what I mean. It says, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." That's a great scripture. Amen. I want you to see some things here. He charges those who are rich that they be not high-minded. See, sometimes when we have a lot, we become high-minded or proud. We think we're better than the Joneses, okay? You know what I'm going with that, all right? So he tells us here, don't think high-minded, you know, because God may have blessed you with something that's good, all right? Be humble about it, be thankful, but don't be high-minded. And I like what he says here, don't trust in what kind of riches? Uncertain riches. Riches can be uncertain, okay? Very uncertain, meaning they're not stable. You can't depend on them today, all right? Like you can depend on God. There's a big difference. He says what you're supposed to trust in is God, in the living God, amen, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. What a blessing, okay? So number one today, false trust that can make our life insecure, our trusting in riches. That's a big one. It's probably the biggest one we can see in the Scripture. I want to go to a different one today. How about trusting in man? Okay? How about trusting in man? Has anybody ever let you down that you trusted? I bet you every one of us here today can say somebody at one point or another let me down. Yeah, Philip's raising his hand. Amen? Okay? And because man is not stable. Man is fallible, okay? Man should not be trusted. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to depend on people. We should be able to do that. But don't be surprised if they make a mistake and don't come through. It shouldn't shake your world, okay? Because it happens, all right? That's why it's a false trust. If you depend on man more than God, you're going to fall today. Okay, so God warns us today about that. Let's look at some scripture dealing with this. Turn with me to Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It says this in verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's pretty plain, right? I mean, he just tells us, you know, it's better. Somebody say better today. It's better to trust in God first than to put all your trust in man, all right? Put your confidence in God. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to have confidence in your fellow man, but don't put so much that you'll be let down, okay? That you'll be totally devastated if somebody don't do what they tell you they're going to do. Because that's the way it is sometimes. Verse 9 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes or those in leadership. Sometimes those who are supposed to be more dependable, those who are in positions of authority or leadership, you know, you should be able to depend on them more than the average person, but he still warns us here, don't trust in them more than me. Okay? You trust God more than people. Whatever their position is today, whatever they are in life, whatever they have or don't have. God says, don't be confident in people. Be confident in me first. Okay? It's really important that we see this. Amen. It's better to trust in the Lord. I got one more verse here, or verses. I want to talk about this point. Turn with me to Jeremiah 17. This is some pretty strong stuff we're going to look at now. Jeremiah 17. We're going to read a few verses here. Jeremiah 17, we're going to read verses 5 to 8. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 8. Here's what it says. Thus saith the Lord. Now you need to listen. This is some pretty strong stuff here. He says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Wow. Cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. So he's saying, you're actually cursed if you trust in man. It's not good to do it. All right? If you trust in yourself, you know, flesh, he's talking about flesh, maketh flesh his arm. And if your heart is gone from the Lord, you're in trouble today, God says in his word. Okay? He says, for he shall be like the... It's really supposed to be heat here in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhibited, or not inhabited. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Can someone say amen? And whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Okay? So God says, you know, the person who trusts me, I'm going to make sure you're fruitful. You're blessed if you trust me. But if you're one who trusts in man, you're actually cursing yourself. Okay? Because you're looking for a fall. Okay? So God warns us here again. It's a false trust when you trust in man more than God. It's not good. You're gonna have problems down the road. You're actually setting yourself up for a downfall if you do that. So God warns us today of what not to trust in more than Him. All right? Very important that we see that here. So, blessed is the man that trusts in God, whose hope is in God and not in man. Because we don't want to be cursed today. How many know that? I don't want to be cursed. How about you? I want to be blessed. Amen? I want to be prosperous today. And if I trust the Lord, God will make sure that I'm taken care of. Amen? Sometimes, just having, you know, your needs met, you need to look at that, you know what? I'm prosperous if my needs are met today. How many know that? Those people in Haiti right now, all they want are the basics. Food and water and shelter. Amen? So, you know, let's be thankful for those things today that we have, because God is protecting us and watching over us. My third point, what not to trust in. All right. So we talked about riches. Don't trust in riches. Don't trust in man. Here's another one. Don't trust in your heart. Say, what do you mean? Well, let's see what the Bible says about that. Don't trust in your heart. Let's go to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. The Bible talks a lot about the heart, too. Okay? The heart. Your heart. Proverbs 28. We're going to read a couple verses here. Verses 25 and 26 of Proverbs. What does it say? Verse 25. He that is of a proud heart, he stirs up strife. But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. And let me, that's not physically fat. Okay, let's make sure we understand that today. He's talking spiritually fat. It's good to be spiritually fat, not physically fat today. Anybody with me today? Amen? All right? But look at the next verse. Praise God. He says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Wow, it's a powerful statement. He says, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Okay? We have to be careful not to trust in our own heart, because our own heart can be misleading sometimes. Okay? Our own heart can change from one moment to another. Sometimes our heart can be pretty, you know, and our heart works with our mind today. We know that. But sometimes our heart can be really not good. Okay? There could be some things in there that God has to still clean and purify. All right? So God says, be careful. Don't trust in your heart, because you'll be a fool, you know. Now, I want you to look at this verse from the Amplified Bible. If the guys in the back, you can put this up for me. Put verse 26 from the Amplified Bible. I want you to see it, what it says. It's a little bit more broadened for us. So, look what it says. He who leans on or trusts in or is confident of his own mind and heart, see what he's talking about, is a self-confident fool. All right, so what he's saying is don't have so much confidence in yourself, okay, in your heart, your mind, because we can make mistakes, okay? But he who walks in skillful and godly wisdom shall be delivered. All right, so again, he's saying you got to be trusting God, all right? Don't put so much trust in you today, because we make mistakes. Let me know what I'm talking about. All right? So the heart, we got to be careful. Where is our heart today? How is our heart before God? All right? We need to walk in godly wisdom here and in godly direction, and we'll be okay. One other verse about your heart, because there's a lot of verses about the heart. I'm not going to go into them all today. But I want you to see in Jeremiah 17, just one verse, what it says how the heart can be. And I know some of you know this verse, but Jeremiah 17:9. Let's look at that real quick. Jeremiah 17:9. What does it say? It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The heart can be what? Deceitful. It really can. And can be wicked at times. The Bible tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you see people who speak vulgarity or speak things that are not good, it's because that's in the heart, okay? And God needs to do a work in our heart and in our mind. They work together. So God says, you know, be careful of how your heart is today. You know, take a picture of your heart. Make sure you don't trust too much in it, because it can let you down sometimes, all right? Sometimes we think things we shouldn't. Sometimes we feel things in our heart that are not godly. So he says, be careful. Don't trust in your heart. It can let you down, okay? It's really important here today when we see that. These are false trusts today that we're looking at. I got one more for you. I'm not going to be long today. Praise God. So we talked about riches. We talked about having trust in man, how that can be a hurtful thing today. And then our heart, we need to be careful about trusting our heart, how it is sometimes. How about trusting in Egypt? You're going to say, what do you mean? Trusting in Egypt or trusting in the world system could be a downfall. All right. I want you to look at one verse with this. Go to Isaiah 31. Isaiah chapter 31. We're going to read just one verse. Okay. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Trusting in Egypt. Well, what do I mean by that? Let's read that and we'll talk about it here a little bit. He says in verse 1 of Isaiah 31, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots." And we'll bring it down to modern terms in a minute here, right? We don't have horses now. We have cars, of course. But because they are many, he says, because they are many and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Today it could be a downfall if we trust in Egypt or we trust in the world system. Okay? What can that mean? Well, it could be this. For you to trust in City Hall could be a downfall today. Because City Hall might let you down. All right, the government. If you trust in the government today, I'm not saying we shouldn't look to the government and the government should do good things, but don't put all your confidence in the government or in City Hall, okay? Or in programs that might be available to help us. Those should all be things that are good, and if they're there, God says, you know, yes, take and receive what can help you, but don't trust in Egypt, because Egypt will let you down. All right? It's not always what we think, okay, that's out there. The world system can be very shaky today, but we have a different system with God as a Christian today. All right? So he warns them here, you know, don't trust in the horses and the chariots. They look strong. You know, how many know sometimes the government comes across like they're real strong? You know, City Hall acts like they're real strong. Our leaders of our nations look real strong. But you know what? Sometimes they're really not. Okay? So it's very misleading. It's very deceitful the way our system is at times. And we can really get frustrated or Disappointed is the word I'm looking for, okay? When we look solely to what's out there instead of God first, all right? These are all what? False trust that the Bible talks about here. So I'm not saying, you know, when maybe you're hurting and you have need and there might be things out there to help you. There's nothing wrong with that. God wants you to go and receive those things. But sometimes they may not be there, okay? So you can't place all your... You got to first look to God. And God will lead you in what to do, all right? You won't get disappointed if you're looking to God first. God will make sure that your needs are met. So trusting in Egypt or in our system is a false trust today. So God warns us, don't do it, okay? Look to God today first and then proceed. So what I want you to notice here as I close this message is all these things that we looked at, there's more too. There's a lot more scriptures I could bring, but you know, I'm just trying to bring you a point here today, is that all these different things, they're false trust. All right? They are not dependable at all times. All right? They could change from one moment to another. Right? But God isn't like that today. How many know that? Amen. He's not like our world. Okay? He's totally different than our world. And I want you I'll read it to you. In Malachi 3:6, the first part of that verse, you know what it says? This is the Lord. He says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Alright? God is not a changing God today. Amen? God does not change. That's why I can tell you to trust Him. Amen? How many know today, His Word doesn't change? It's the same. Alright? The principles are the same. They don't change. What God says, what He said many, many years ago, it's still the same today. I change not. We need to be able to depend on somebody who doesn't change, and that's God. All right? That's how your life will be stable today. But if you depend on your boyfriend, you might have a problem. All right? Because your boyfriend could be fallible today and make mistakes. I'm just making an example here, okay? I'm just trying to make you think, you know. This year our theme is to trust God, amen, and to fear God. And if we do that, you know, we read in the scriptures that blessing and increase will be ours, okay? It may not mean that you're rich this year, but you'll be taken care of. That's what God promised us to do. God never promised to make all of us rich, you know, to be all the millionaires in the world. Doesn't mean that you can't be, okay? But God will make sure that your needs are met, all right? If you trust Him, if you look to Him, if you don't let this world and all the attractions of our world, you know, how many know today that the devil makes the world real attractive for you? You know, he tries to trap you and have things look real good physically on the outside, but on the inside, you get involved with them, they're eventually going to destroy you, okay? But God warns us of those things. He tries to keep us on that right path. Amen? And if we allow ourselves to trust Him even more this year than we did last year, I can guarantee you'll have a good year because you're on stable ground. Amen? We need a foundation. We need a strong foundation in our lives. Okay? And that's what God gives us. He says, I don't change. Amen. How many are thankful today that you know your God doesn't change? You can depend on Him. Praise God. It's real important here today. So these are things God says don't trust in because they'll let you down. Amen. But I'm here. I'm faithful. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful today. Let's stand. Amen. I'm going to let you out early again today. Those of you who plan on coming back tonight, you could have a rest this afternoon. And come back and be a part of the Italian Bible study tonight. Amen. Praise God. Again, it's open to everybody. Amen. Now, if this message really ministered to you, and maybe, you know, you need to make some changes in your life, I'm going to ask for you to be honest with yourself, okay? You know your life. You know where you're at today. You know how your heart is today. I don't. I can't look inside your heart and say, oh, I see this, and I'm not God, okay? God might reveal some things to me, but, you know, I don't know really what's inside. You do. So I want to pray that God would touch us. Amen. And if you want special prayer, I'll ask you to come up here after I'm closed in prayer, and I'll personally pray with you that God would minister to you. Maybe you have a physical need you want me to pray for. Whatever. Come up and I'll pray for you. Maybe you need a job. Praise God. Let's believe God. Let's trust God to give you a new job. Amen. How many know He's able to do that? Even though inflation and our jobless rate is at the highest it's probably been in a long time, you know what? God can find you your job if you trust Him today. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You, Father, for today. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. It gives us direction and guidance every single day. Lord, we thank You for giving us precaution and giving us wisdom on what not to trust in, Lord, today. On those things that can be perilous to us in our walk with You, Lord. So I pray, God, that Lord, this has been revealing today, the Word that we read, the different Scriptures to teach us and instruct us and guide us on what to trust and what not to trust, Lord. We know today we need to trust You and Your faithfulness, God. We are so thankful that You don't change. Lord, I pray, God, that each one of us would look deep in our hearts and we would see, Lord, maybe if something needs to be changed in our lives as we begin a new year. Lord, reveal that to each one right now, I pray. In Jesus' name, speak to us, Lord. I pray, God, we would be humble and open to receive a touch from You, Lord. That, God, we would want our life to be more fruitful this year than it was last year. That, Lord, we would be happier this year than we were last year. We would have joy in our hearts. And, Lord, we would be fulfilled in our walks with You, Lord. That's money can't buy that today, Lord, to be fulfilled in You. So, God, I pray You touch each one right now. And anyone, Lord, who needs special prayer, Lord, let them not be ashamed to come up and ask for prayer. We all need prayer from time to time, Lord. Bless, Lord, each one that's here today. Bless our family members who may not be here today to minister to them, to come to know You this year, Lord. That it be a year of salvation for our families, Lord, and our community, Lord, our neighborhood, God. We would make an impact in this area, God. Oh, Father, have Your way in this year of 2010. Let it be a fruitful year for all of us, God, as we trust You and fear You, Lord, and walk in Your ways. We thank You, God, for today. Let today be a blessing to each one of us, Lord, I ask. Guide us and direct us every step of the way. We ask this now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. God bless.